Stay shroomed 24/7. Visit shroom.com for the best in shrooms. Stay shroomed 24/7.
Listen to Shroomed Podcast.
Visit shroom.com for the best in shrooms.
Welcome, everyone, to the new episode of the Shroomed Podcast. This is going to be our third episode with Chad from Coast to Coast Mycology. Welcome, Chad. How are you doing today?
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me again, brother. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just got back from a fun trip over to Austin, Texas. We were there for South by Southwest, and can't wait to tell you all about that trip. And now we're just back to California. It was raining here when we got back, and now back into shroomed gear.
Let's go. You love to see it. Yeah, I know. I know you and I, you and I have both had, we've both had a busy last 2 weeks since our last podcast. You were in Austin, you were doing your thing. I was actually out in your neck of the woods, 2 weeks ago. I was out in LA and San Diego. And then you were in SXXW and then in Austin, and then I was up in Michigan, and now we're here, and it feels good, Andrew. It feels good to be back. I missed you, bud. I missed you a lot.
Right. And now we get to talk about it. We get to tell everyone, what we did.
I know. I'm so excited. My story, I already have a little insight into your story. My story is not that cool. I think I want to hear about yours. I want everyone to hear about like your experience and your event and what you did. So you mind kind of giving us a little bit of insight into what you did at in Austin?
Yeah, for sure, man. So my wife and I went down there. We were there meeting with a friend named Aldo. Aldo Caldo, shout out to you, man. Thanks for setting this all up. We were at the Austinite Cannabis Company, which is right there on Cesar Chavez in Austin. And it's like a house turned into a dispensary. And then in the back, you can have like events, you could have people hang out, and we could consume out there and stuff. It's all CBD weed. So, but I might have brought some California weed. So don't tell anyone, though. So we were hosting a comedy a night where everyone was taking mushrooms. We were having a great time, and then the comedians who took mushrooms did their set while they were kicking in. So we had a lot of great comedians out there. We had Tom Baum, who does a lot of psychedelic events. He was out there. We had Hans Kim, which is actually a huge celebrity comedian. He's been opening for Joe Rogan recently. So we got him to take a picture with the big mushroom, the big shroomed, which was awesome. So he did like a 15-minute set, which was awesome because he was taking our shrooms and he was having a good time. And no one really told him when to stop. So he's like, okay, I'm done. Right when he stopped, he's like, no one's telling me when to stop. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. And so that was good. I did my first ever stand-up set, which was pretty awesome. I did like a 3-minute set. It's always been my dream to do some stand-up comedy. I've always liked comedy growing up. And like, I think we talked before, comedians always have some sort of trauma. And I feel like mushrooms can really help huge way for them to deal with their stuff and make things funny at the same time. So I did a few minutes, which was good. People were saying I did a good job. So who knows? Maybe I'll release that footage one day.
Ah, dude, you got it. You got to do it, man. You're so funny. I bet you killed your set too. I mean, like, I know you killed your set. I mean, I already know you killed your set, but I hope that is like something that you could, develop and make more of your own thing too. Like, you're such a funny guy, and you have such an amazing personality. It would really be awesome to just see you get to just fully be yourself on stage, making jokes,
Maybe we'll hear some on here. We'll start here then.
Oh man. That's actually not a bad idea. Maybe we could like end the podcast with a 1 minute Andrew tells jokes like skit. No.
You're a little too crazy now. It's gotta come natural, man.
But you're right.
So So it was cool though, because there's this show we like to watch, Kill Tony, and it's over at the, it used to be at the Volk, and now it's at a new place, which is Joe Rogan's comedy place called the Comedy Mothership. So me and my wife were like, okay, we're going to go sign up and see how it goes. And we get there, and there's probably like, when we get there, there's like 50 comics in line signing up. And then by the time they're ready for signups, there's probably like 300 comics in line in the freezing cold waiting to just, all they're doing is signing up for a chance to do a 1 minute spot on the show. But it was a fun experience. So we put our name down, and while we're in line, they're like, hey, we have two extra tickets to the show going on right now. Like, no one wants them. They all want to wait for this show. And I was like, you know what? We probably aren't even going to get into this show. So I was like, let's just take it and see what happens, you know? So we go into that show, and it's like, it's all the doormen and the staff that are doing comedy. And then they had some open micers, and the first guy who comes up is like a guy who we've been watching like on the show for weeks. His name's David Lucas. And he came up and did a set. So we were like, dude, this is worth it right here. Like, we got to see this guy for like literally next to nothing. And then the next comic came out, a couple comics came out, and then we recognized a couple from the show. And then the end, like the main headline, the host of the show, Tony Hinchcliffe, came and did a set. So we were like, holy shit, dude. Like, and then Hans Kim did a set too. And we were like, dude. And then we got to like see Hans, and he saw us, and he was like, hey, dude, thanks for coming. So we got to see Joe Rogan's new comedy place. We got to hang out with everyone there. I gave everyone their Shroom stuff, so they all know Shroom now. So it was awesome, and it was a good experience.
That, dude, that's amazing. I'm glad that you guys had a great time. And you got to travel. Wifey went with you as well, right?
Yeah, she got to go. It was our first time in Austin. We went to Bucky's. We had to do that. We had to give Bucky some shrooms. And then we went to the Alamo. So we turned a work trip into like a cool little, like, kind of like just a sightseeing trip. So it was fun though. It was good. We got shroomed out there, and everyone loves shroomed. So that's what it's all about, getting more people, more eyes on Shroomed.
That's awesome, man. Good shit, man. I'm really happy to hear that. And if you guys don't know, please go visit shroomed.com. Wonderful, wonderful resources for microdosing, grow products from my companies, Advanced Mycology and Coast to Coast Mycology. A lot of other cool shroom products. You can get gummies, and you can get drinks on there that are all functional mushroom infused. So please just, you know, if you're listening to this, just go check us out. We're not saying you got to buy anything. Just go check us out. Everybody, in our opinion, should be incorporating some semblance of mushrooms in their life. And that doesn't even need to mean that you're ingesting it. Even if you're just making it part of the way that you think, it still brings on a new perspective and a new way of thinking to your mind. And I think that's what is the most important. So please definitely check us out. So Andrew, you know, I'm pretty excited to say that this is going to be the first episode that we're doing where we're bringing a guest on. Our guest today is going to be Heather. Heather is my right hand. I don't really know how else to explain it other than Heather is my best friend. Heather keeps me in check. And she's just an amazing person, and I'm really, really, really excited to have her on here. Heather, are you with us, Heather?
Hi guys.
Hi.
Thank you guys for having me.
What's going on, Heather? How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing good, thank you. We are doing good. Heather, I'm going to send you a message real quick.
Okay.
Yep. Bear with me as I get to that. So Heather, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Heather, why don't you tell the world a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So as you know, my name's Heather. I was born and raised in New York. I lived in a small town called Carmel. What else? I went to Carmel High School. I went to school briefly for culinary. It's more of like a passion and a hobby of mine, not a career. Mm-hmm. I then worked for a Whole Foods distribution company. I worked there for about 12 years. And then I started working for Coast to Coast Mycology. But
No
let's
way.
yeah. Best career move of my life, to be quite honest. If anybody's, very bored or unhappy at their job and are scared to leave, don't be scared. Just go do it, please. It was honestly the best decision, one of the best decisions of my life. So,
Facts. That's facts.
wow.
100%.
That you know, Heather, I just want to quickly say, because that was indirectly also a compliment, and so I just want to say thank you. I
No,
truly, truly, greatly, deeply appreciate you. Thank you.
you're very welcome. I love working for the company. It's nice working for somebody and you're appreciated. You're not overlooked, or you're not like I don't know, you're not just a worker ant, So
Yeah.
it's nice. So thank you.
No, I
Hopefully,
appreciate
like,
it.
we're changing the way companies, in the forward do business. They should see this.
Yeah,
I
sorry,
go
go.
ahead. No, you're good.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, like, and I think that that is, I think that that's like one of like the important things that like mushrooms actually helps kind of give you a little bit of perspective on is, a lot of us are working these psychotic nonstop careers, and and we're doing this for somebody else. My last corporate job, I quit because I realized that my boss was a narcissistic control freak, and he viewed all of his employees as just replaceable bodies, and he didn't really value the relationships or the value that the people brought. And I know for me personally, like, that was my tipping point. And so I just I hope that I hope that this career move for all of us here, works out in a way that is both it's both beneficial in a money perspective, and then also beneficial in a serenity perspective. So anyways, go on, Heather.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I guess to backtrack a little bit, so from leaving high school from 2008, I really wasn't, so I guess that we could talk about how mushrooms had affected my life and how they made me change aspects of my life and made me realize things. So for one instance, it all throughout high school, middle school, and stuff like that, I really never was interested in men. I never really liked men, but I kind of, everybody else was interested in men, being a female. I had a few boyfriends here and there, nothing serious. I then met a gentleman. I then spent from 2008 until I want to say about 4 years ago with him. We went through life because I guess you could say that's how society and life had taught me to go through life. You're supposed to go to school, you get a job, you find a husband, you get married, you buy a house, you have kids. That was the structure I was following. And then I was introduced to mushrooms. And then that kind of opened my experiences to, why aren't I connecting with my partner as I should be? Why am I looking at, I would leave my other job that I worked, I would leave that job and I would now go home to this other job. Why was I looking that as a job? It shouldn't be that way. That's supposed to be your significant other, your lover that you're going through life with. Mushrooms kind of opened my eyes to realize I don't like men. I like women. And it also realized I didn't like my career path I was going into. And then that's when I changed careers. So in reality, mushrooms opened my eyes to a lot of different aspects of my life that needed to be changed and why I was unhappy. And I mean, it's always a journey. I'm still learning as we go along, but I am on the best path to happiness that I could personally find right now. because of mushrooms.
That's absolutely amazing, Heather. I'm like, and it's just it's so beautiful to see you so empowered now. You know, I mean, right? You know, I've known you. Jeez, what are we going on at this point? 16 years, right? I've known you for 16 years, I think. You know, and you know, going from the days where I would come over and we would just eat our faces off and smoke all night and play video games, you know, to like now just seeing you as this like super capable, super empowered, super passionate, like beautiful person. It's just, man, I mean, it's really been, it's been an honor to watch your evolution, and I'm just so proud of you. You know,
thank you. Yeah, no, it's definitely leaving that situation was really hard, but it was something that needed to be done. I was just very unhappy. He made me very unhappy. I felt very broken at the end of that relationship. And it was hard to grow and build myself back up, but damn, I'm proud of myself. And it's nice hearing you, you know, and other people say how proud they are and to have seen me come from that to where I am now. So,
yeah, I mean,
I guess I'm lucky because I just met you in your best time then.
Well, and I also, I feel like if you were to have met me maybe 5 years ago, we probably weren't meant to meet at that point, Andrew. I feel like things are now happening in my life because I am finally on my true path of where I need to be, you know?
That's so true. Because I've been realizing that lately. It's like, I'm starting to meet people where I'm like, gosh, man, I just wish my life would have been whole different if I would have met you, you know, sooner. But then it's like, no, you can't think like that. You know, it's like, you're on this path now and there's a reason for that.
Exactly. Like if I were to come out maybe 12 years ago, would my life be a lot different? Yeah. But guess what? I wouldn't be happily getting married to my fiance right now. And I wouldn't have met the people that I've met. I wouldn't be in the situations that I'm in, you know. I'm a big fond believer of like everything does happen for a reason. And as much as sometimes, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have days where I'm like, why is this happening? Like, you know, but then like you look at the bigger picture and you're like, shit, okay, I got this. Like, just keep moving.
Amen. You know, and I think that like ties into one of my little life quotes, which is, you know, you wake up every day and try and be a better version of yourself. And some days you're going to fail and that's okay. Just wake up the next day and try harder. Right. You know, and I think that sort of ties into it. I mean, I think all three of us on this podcast right now, I think we've all had some major ups in our lives. And I think that we've all had some major downs in our lives. But then I look at where we are now and, you know, Andrew, you know, I know your story, you know, and for everyone listening, if you listen to episode one, you know, Andrew goes into detail about, you know, his life story and, you know, you just got to hear, you know, Heather's ups and downs. And it's sort of just like, man, if you just put your mind to something and if you just trust the process, you know, you can, you really can begin to succeed and move forward. And that doesn't mean that there won't be shitty days. It doesn't mean that there won't be challenges. It doesn't mean that there won't be mountains that you're going to have to climb over in the future. But at least we're all armed with the power of knowing that even if we do have to climb that mountain, well, we've climbed plenty of mountains before. So, you know, we're not afraid of it anymore. You know, I embrace those challenges at this point because I know how much I evolve from them. And I think that's what makes life really beautiful at times is that when we face adversity, we inherently come out stronger at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
I agree.
Definitely. It's like a training process.
It is.
So Heather, tell me about like your transition to full-time mushrooms and how that kind of went. And because I know you told me a little bit like, you kind of just called Chad and he kind of just, you know, was like, hey, you know, I have a spot for you. Tell me how that went a little bit.
So, I mean, so as a kid, I was kind of always, I was diagnosed with ADD and depression. And I mean, that's a whole nother story. We don't have enough time for that. But I was put on antidepressants, and I was always put on like Ritalin or like some type of medicine to control myself. After a while I stopped it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it made me feel. Chad always was an advocate about mushrooms, and I kind of was just at the point where I was like, hey, Chad, you know, I want to learn more about this. I want to start going down this road. And he just, I mean, he's honestly awesome. He tells you like, this is what you're going to start with. You know, make sure you're in the right setting, make sure you feel comfortable, you're with the right people. And you always start in like low quantities. And that's kind of how I did. And I mean, kind of just started breaking through and just realizing it's just crazy how your mind works when you're on it and things just start clicking. Like, I guess it's just like clock gears in your head, and you're just like, oh, that's why I reacted that way. That's why this happens this way. This is why I did this. Like, and it's just, it's very mind opening. It's crazy.
Well said. Definitely, well said. Yeah. I think one of like the cool things about mushrooms, especially when you're like, you know, looking for like that deep introspection, right, is that when you're on mushrooms, it like, let's just pretend that your brain is a tree, right? And then when you take mushrooms, it's like your brain, that tree grows, and then all of these branches kind of just all of a sudden like grow off of that tree. But instead of those branches just growing and, you know, kind of just dying because it's the winter time, they all sort of begin to bloom and blossom. And it allows you to sort of see those branches for what they were. And then when you're able to get those different perspectives over the traumas that you've had in your life, it allows you to kind of gain closure of them, because it just gives you this better understanding of it. It you know, it's so easy for us to be so single perspective minded, right? Where, you know, you see something, you from your perspective view it as what it is in that moment. And then when that moment is gone, you don't really ever revisit it. And so you've sort of just accepted that perspective is the end all be all. And I don't think that a lot of us realize how much that will actually play a role in how we develop over time. You know, and I think about, you know, all three of us in here, we're all around the same age, right? And I feel relatively confident in saying, and this is to no fault to our parents, but, you know, I don't think that our parents were ever really ever truly able to guide us because they didn't know. You know, they weren't equipped with it. The knowledge that they were equipped with was, oh, you have a problem, go see the doctor and he'll put you on a pill and make you feel better. And it's just like, and now, you know, we know, well, no, fuck that. Like, I don't want to numb these feelings. I want to understand them so that I can overcome them. And I think that that's what mushrooms, you know, have enabled all of us to do. You know, Andrew, with your struggles with alcohol, you know, Heather, with, you know, you basically, you know, you trying to, you know, find your identity and your self-worth, you know, and for me, you know, who's, my mind is just always racing a million miles an hour, you know, it allowed me to really gain control and focus of my ADD, and instead of making it a disorder, turning it into my superpower. And I don't know if that's all possible without mushrooms for the three of us. Not that it's not possible, but for the three of us, I just don't know if we get to that point without their aid, you know?
I agree.
Dude, I feel like my life, like I was just thinking last night, like I was just like, I literally like just trying to put myself in how I was feeling when I was drinking in that cycle. And I literally remember just thinking like, I'm never getting out of this. Like I'm never, there's no way. And I was just like, and now to see that I'm out of it and just seeing how, if I feel like mushrooms were like our water for the brain. And I feel like my brain was deprived of water like my whole life until now. Like, I feel like it just got a whole It just got hydrated and now it's just ready to grow. I was listening to, I don't know if you've heard Dr. Andrew Huberman. He was on Joe Rogan recently, actually just the other day. And there's a lot of great things in there. He was saying if he talked about mushrooms 5 years ago, he would have got fired. Like, he was afraid to literally say the word mushrooms on a podcast. And now, you know, there's literally people who rely on prescriptions and think like, no, they have to take prescriptions. Like, there's no natural cures. And now with more people waking up, I just feel like this is the opportunity really to just kind of like just step on the gas pedal and really get this out there, because it's so life-changing.
It really is. And Andrew Huberman, for those of you who don't know, he's a neuroscientist. And he worked at Stanford University of Medicine. And I believe he was in the neurobiology and psychiatry department. I'm not 100% sure, but I know he's really an amazing person. One of the things that I like about Andrew Huberman is he, you know, for, you know, Andrew and Heather, we talk about mushrooms all the time, right? And how beneficial mushrooms can be. But there's also a lot of other things that I think are also worth talking about that I know that he does talk about. You know, he talks a lot about sleep. He talks about breathing. He talks about fasting and circadian health. You know, he talks about a lot of really, really, really fascinating things. I know I actually found him originally because of fasting, not because of, you know, like mushrooms and like, you know, like the neurology side of things. For me, it was more about fasting. Have either of you ever fasted before? Just out of curiosity.
Yes, I tried.
Yeah. I mean, I try my best, like not eating until like 11 or 12, 11 a.m. or like 12 p.m. Because I know when I do that, I see a lot of benefits.
And I'm sorry, go ahead, Heather.
I like fasting in the morning and then like eating the lunch and dinner or like a snack in between. I did try a water fast and that didn't go very well at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, in your
defense,
there's
also other factors.
Right. So for anybody that's interested in fasting, let me just speak to the females who might be listening to this podcast. If you are interested in fasting, and maybe we can even take 5 minutes here to talk about the different types of fasting that you can do. I'm pretty well versed in this subject, but one of the things that I've definitely learned is if you're a female and anti-flow is coming to town or is in town, maybe try and schedule your fast outside of that time frame.
Yeah, I highly suggest that.
Yeah.
Well, it was me and two other females in the group that did the water fast, and it happened. All three of us had it, and all three of us, was it the second day?
Yeah. I think at like the 36 hour mark, all three of you basically got
it's like you're
super,
dying
super. Yeah. Well, you know what was crazy about it, Andrew, is like, so we were doing a group fast together, right? A water fast, and it was a 72 hour water fast. And ironically, all three of the females in the group that were doing it, it was all their time of the month. And we had no idea we had no idea going into that was the case. You know, this is right. We had one person in Connecticut, one person in New York, and one person in Texas. And all three of them, like, so it wasn't like they could be synced up or anything, you know, anything like that. And all three of them just happened to, you know, Auntie Flo was just chilling, hanging, and she was like, "Oh, y'all not gonna be feeding me right now? Well, guess what? I'm gonna make you throw up." And so, yeah, I think that's just something that we learned through that, is that if you're gonna, you know, and maybe if you're like an experienced faster, right, you know, you can kind of power through that, and your body's a little more attuned to it. But if it's your like first or second time fasting, and you're, you know, you're basically sending your body into shock, I do believe that you should do it when your period is not, when it's not that time of the month. So, and I guess I will transition into that. You know, there's a lot of benefits of fasting. There's a couple of different types of fasting. I'm just gonna talk about the three types of fasting that have been like kind of key factors in my life. And Andrew, you kind of touched on this, right? Number one is intermittent fasting. And so intermittent fasting is basically where you dedicate whatever you decide, but let's just say a 4 to 8 hour window in any given day where you eat, right? And so in that time period, that is where you consume the majority of your calories. And then the rest of the day, it's completely time off. What that's allowing your body to do is it's allowing your body to burn through the food that you have, put in. It's allowing your body to maximize the caloric intake that you've given your body for that day, and for your body to kind of adjust to, okay, I know that in this given time frame, the energy that I'm going to receive for the day is going to come here. So it kind of, our bodies are so incredible. It allows our body in that point in time to then start dispersing that energy more appropriately. I know, when people come to me about weight loss, something that a lot of people on this podcast might not know, I used to be a fat boy. I was definitely overweight and whole food plant-based lifestyle, and which I still am to this day. And fasting really changed my perspective on the relationship that I have with food. This also goes with my mushrooms. When I take my larger doses, I fast for 18 to 24 hours beforehand. And then I eat the mushrooms. I'll drink like 20 to 30 ounces of water. And then I will go and I will eat every fruit and vegetable in my mm-hmm. entire home. What better way to go into a trip than to put yourself through a struggle followed by giving it life, right? Because that's what fruits and vegetables and leafy greens are, right? That's life right there. That's nature creating nature, and then us turning that nature into our own nature. And I just feel like it's a perfect preface for going into your trip. It's why when I do my larger doses, rarely do I feel like there's any negative energy around me, because I'm just putting the energy of the earth into my body as soon as I consume. Just another little side note for y'all. And that's intermittent fasting. And Andrew, do you intermittent fast? Are you strict about intermittent fasting, or is it just something that you work to incorporate in your life?
I'd say like there's times where I am strict about it. Mm-hmm. But right now I haven't been too strict on my eating habits. I think I need to be more strict. I used to be a really big guy too. And when I was in eighth grade, I was like 210 pounds, and I thinned out in high school. Yeah, no, I was thinned out in high school. So like when I went to my freshman year in high school, like people thought I was a new student. Like they literally didn't know who I was. It was funny. I did like in Vegas, when I was in Vegas, I did like I really went to a trainer and stuff and really ate like the meathead diet and stuff, like mm-hmm. chicken, broccoli, like every couple hours. I did really like that because I felt like my body was like adapting to that well. And I was feeling stronger. It just felt really good. And then I got lazy, and just now I just try to eat healthy, just not like, I try to watch what I eat, but I don't go on any schedule or anything like that. Okay. But I need to be, man. I think that's the next thing that I need to do. It's like I got alcohol out of there. It's like now I just need to get sugar and all the other stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know what I will say, right? And this is something that I feel like I talk about more often than I ever expected to, is, there's so many of these diets out there, right? So many people talk about, I'm doing this diet or I'm doing that diet and this and this and right. And what, can I tell you what I fucking hate about diets, right? Is it's a short term trick, right? It's not, it shouldn't be about dieting. It should be about the way that you eat. The it's your lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's right. Because if you go on a diet, right, like this has always been my complaint. And this is what eventually really led me to whole food plant-based eating was my whole life. I just felt like I would yo-yo. I would get to a certain point and then I'd be like, oh no, I'm too heavy. And then I would do the standard, oh, got to go to the gym. Got to start eating, you know, eating salads every day and doing this. And then it's like, you know, you lose your 20 pounds and you feel, you know, you're feeling all sexy and confident. And then it's just like, oh, well, I can cheat here. And then 2 days later, oh, well, I can cheat here. And then the next thing you know, because man, our habits easy to form, especially when it comes to food, you know, you're right back at where you were. And it's because diets are not sustainable at the end of the day, nor are diets healthy long-term solutions. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or like, cause there's so much debate around here, you know, but like, I mean, I am not a big proponent over the keto diet because it is not a sustainable long-term diet. It's way, way, way too high in saturated fats. And on top of it, it deprives your body of its primary fuel source. A lot of people don't know this, but carbohydrates are there. That's what we fill our gas tank with. And so when you deplete your carbohydrates, your body's natural reaction is to then use your stored energy in your fat cells and produce ketones. And that is a survival instinct that is built into our body. That's kind of like, that's basically like running your engine at red line the entire time, right? We're not designed to be that way. And I think that's kind of what I love so much about whole food plant-based is that when you have a healthy, balanced whole food plant-based or even primarily whole food plant-based lifestyle, you know, I think it just offers you the easiest opportunity to manage and regulate your weight. And Andrew, now that we're going on this, one day I would like to dedicate an entire podcast to us just talking about this. Maybe we can bring a nutritionist on and like really dive deep, because I am not a nutritionist. I'm just a nerd who likes to read and experiment on his own. I digress for right now. Going back to fasting, the other two primary types of fasting are juice fasting and water fasting. I know that there are people that dry fast, but take it from me, dry fasting sucks. Don't dry fast. And when people ask me why I water fast, right? So the longest water fast that I've ever done is 10 days. So I went 10, and that's twice. I went 10 straight days without food and only drank water. And it really takes you until about day five to like sort of just kind of be over it. Day three of water fasting can definitely be rough. But I think when it comes to water fasting, the most incredible thing about water fasting is another tool that our body has built into it called autophagy. Can I ask, do either of you know what autophagy is?
I've heard you mention it before, but I don't know the definition.
No, Andrew, what about you?
No, thanks for putting me on the spot.
No,
just kidding.
So autophagy, it's the natural conserved degradation of the cell. And basically what it does is it removes the unnecessary or dysfunctional components through a lysosome-dependent regulated mechanism. And basically what it's allowing to happen is it's allowing a structured, orderly degradation and like recycling of the cellular components. So the cells in your body will take the messed up parts of the cell, they'll break them down, and then they'll recycle them to repair themselves. And that occurs naturally with fasting. Depending upon who you are, you start to reach autophagy anywhere between like 18 to 48 hours of water fasting. And there's now
like, I feel like naturally like doing that, like I feel like it heals you too. You know what I mean? It just like, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird, you know, but it's, I mean, I also think it's like, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of cool. Like when, you know, even when you're fasting, when you're in autophagy, you know, it reduces your blood pressure. It lowers your cholesterol. It reduces your inflammation. And there's now enough science out there that shows that if you fast for water fast for five days straight, once a year, you're reducing your risk of cancer by 95%. I'd like for us to just all put that into perspective for a second. Let's take the course of 30 years, right? Okay. And all that we're saying is that over a 30 year span, right? Okay. So that's what, 10,957 total days if we're including the leap years, right? I'm basically saying if all for 150 of those days, just don't eat food, right? And all you got to do is just 5 days a week, and you're reducing your risk of cancer by 95%. I mean, just imagine that. You know, I have a feeling that every one of us knows somebody that is, you know, passed because of cancer, or has seen, you know, friends or family members have to go through, you know, what that's like. And when you think about, you know, your family and, you know, your loved ones and your personal health, you know, I think the last thing that any of us want is to have to go through that. You know, I've seen people go through chemo and, you know, they lose their hair, they become weak, you know, they're sick, they can't eat, they're throwing up all the time. And it's kind of just like, you know, who wants to go through that? And if there's a solution out there that reduces that risk, you know, basically tenfold for you, you know, why wouldn't you make that commitment to it? You know, five days of torture, and it's not torture. Once you kind of get over the mindset of it, it actually becomes enjoyable. Heather, you've seen me do it enough. I like fasting.
you do.
Yeah, I do. I like fasting.
Is the water that you choose when you do the fasting, is that something that is big to you? Because I know all water is different.
Yes. So, I mean, so the one thing about water fasting is what makes it, what your body like really needs three minerals to like regulate and survive while you're water fasting. And that's sodium, magnesium, and potassium. And so most mineral water that you're going to drink is already enhanced with sodium, magnesium, potassium. But I mean, for me personally, you know, like whether it's like Poland Spring, which is like a spring water brand that we have over here, or like Essentia or Smart Water, right? Those are all enhanced.
I don't know,
with,
man. I don't know
minerals.
About Smart Water, man. I've seen those tests on Smart Water.
The pH balance Smart Water?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, ever since I stopped drinking, I've been looking into like different waters, like trying to see what the best is. There's like a water sommelier on TikTok that I follow. And he picks out all the natural spring waters, like Fiji is one of the best waters. Just that they've tested that comes back as what's in it is in it, you know? And do you know people who use that Kangen water?
No, I don't actually.
So it's like a machine that alkalizes your water, and like you could put that water on your fruit and vegetables and it'll just like take everything off of it. It's so crazy. And they say that water is really good for you.
Really?
But it's like a $10,000 machine that you put on your faucet.
Can you, after this podcast, maybe you could send me a link. I'd love to check that out. I'm actually not even familiar with that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Kangen Water's alkaline water produced by Enagic's alkaline ionizer and water filtration. For more than 40 years, Kangen Water has been used in Japan to help restore the body to its original alkaline state.
Wow. That's kind of, and you said it's how much?
The machine is $3,000, $2,500.
Okay, that's pretty expensive, but you know what's crazy is I probably spend that much on water in like a 2 year span anyways. So
my wife's been like begging me to get one. That's why I just mentioned it, because I know that there's definitely like a lot of the waters they say over the counter water, like I would never drink Dasani or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Dasani and Aquafina. I don't know what it is about those and Dowser. Like, I don't know what it is about them. They're freaking nasty. Every time I drink them, I'm just like, I'm like, what is this? But of course, those are the products that are carried by like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. So should I really be that surprised at the end of the day? It's like, you know, it's like the it's like the McDonald's of water. McDonald's makes me giggle. How
you said something? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You go. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say how McDonald's isn't illegal at this point blows my mind.
Oh, I know. It's so good though. Just kidding. So you said something earlier, like that you like to take mushrooms on an empty stomach. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are always afraid, like, should I take it on an empty stomach? Do I take it with food? I don't want to be like super, you know, filly or something. You know, there's always people saying, like, what do you suggest?
I mean, you know, everybody's different, Andrew, you know, right? Like telling somebody that they can't eat, that like not to eat for 24 hours and then to break their fast with mushrooms isn't necessarily like the easiest thing for everybody to like, you know, like to mentally take, right? You know, like fasting is not easy. And so even just for 24 hours. So I think for most people, you know, when it comes to if you're going to consume your mushrooms, I definitely recommend at least not eating for 6 hours prior so that you give your digestive system time to like break down whatever food is in it. And that way that when you introduce those mushrooms into your digestive tract, your digestive system instantly goes to work to begin breaking down the mushroom and then processing the psilocybin and then converting into psilocin so that you can just, you know, begin that experience. You know, I know for me when I trip, especially when I do my higher doses, and I do my fast, what I like the most about it is I start feeling the effects within 15 minutes. You know, it's not like this waiting period. And I find that the effects kick in harder and quicker, and it shortens the duration which is something I'm actually grateful for. You know, 'cause I feel like normally in like a 2-3 hour window, I can really accomplish a lot of what I need to accomplish in that window. And sometimes it's just better than having like, you know, the 6 hour window where you're just sort of like, you know, in mushroom land, if you will. So I that's just, you know, my personal opinion on it, but I think everybody should just at least 6 hours and make sure you drink, you know, make sure you drink water afterwards. But do what makes sense for you. You know, like, you know, I think part of taking mushrooms is they allow you to be more in tune with your body. And so maybe for some people, it might take them, you know, 2 or 3 times of doing this to understand what their body wants from them while they're fasting.
Heather, what's your biggest dose?
My biggest? Chad, what was that one time when I called you the next day and I basically said that that life's not real?
4.5 grams. You ate 4.5 grams of albino. Yeah, you ate 4.5 grams of albino penis envy. I remember I gave excuse me.
You were somebody, like, you took the whole thing, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I you had like 4.5 grams of albino penis envy. I remember telling you that they were like, you know, they were like super potent, and then, you know, you ate everything. And that was just funny. Like the next day you were just like, I'm still processing, but life's not real. And it was sort of, you know, and I just remember, like, I was just blown away. I was like, wow, that's a really, 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 really high dose for somebody to take with, you know, without having a guide with them there. And, you know, not to mention the fact that, you know, that I didn't feel that the person that you had consumed those with was really, like, the best energy for you to be around at the time as well. So
I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, I was proud of you.
That was part of the issue.
Yeah, I was proud of you for navigating through it, though. You know, I don't think everybody's capable of navigating through that high of a dose with that specific varietal of mushrooms as well, because even though it was 4.5 grams, that's really closer to a 6 to 7 gram trip because of how potent those were. I feel like that was a defining moment for you. I honestly feel like that trip opened your eyes to a lot of things. I feel like you kind of became a different person after that.
I did. I definitely did. That was definitely one of the doses where a lot of things got realized.
Yeah, I gave my brother-in-law some penis envy for, he went to go watch the Super Bowl, and he told me, he's all, dude, I think I took too much. And he was having to say, he's like, I don't know if life is real right now. And I'm just like, dude, just watch the Super Bowl.
What about, Andrew, what about you? I mean, what has been, what would you say has been the most monumental moment that you've had in one of your trips?
I mean, it was definitely my DMT trip, I would say. I mean, that one just really, I feel like I got there. I feel like if I would have taken like an eighth of mushrooms, like that's where it would have got me to. But it just got me there quicker. And I just seen how all energy is connected. I think I told you the next day I started listening to country music, and I used to hate country music. So I was like, I know something happened, because I was like, I was just loving everything. I think it is that ego that you just see go away. But I've taken an eighth. I actually took an eighth and went to a music festival, and that was pretty interesting. I don't suggest that for anyone, but I mean, it was a great time for me. I was just meeting a lot of people. I was feeling more empathetic out there. So I was like helping a lot of people who I saw that were like not doing well. And I made a lot of friends. Didn't really see too many acts because I didn't know where I was going. But it was a good time.
That's awesome. I mean, it's just so profound, but, you know?
Yeah. And something Andrew Huberman actually just recently said, was if you want to have a good trip and really get the most out of it, you should have music on and the eye mask on. And I tell people like who want to have their first dose to do that too, and they get a lot out of that. So I highly recommend that as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your recommendations. All right. So I don't know. Do you guys want to wrap it up here? We'll kind of leave it at that, and we'll get ready for next week.
Thank you guys again for having me.
No, thank you.
No, this was awesome, guys. Thank you, Heather. And so again, we still have that email, shroomedpod@gmail.com. If anyone wants to be a guest on our episode, we'll definitely be happy to have you on. And we got an exciting episode coming up next week, right, Chad?
Yeah. We're going to have, Cam from, Cam's got a lot of things going on in her life. We're going to have Cam on. Cam's a really, 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 she's another powerful, beautiful woman that we're going to be bringing onto the podcast, who's going to share her life experience just like Heather did today with us. And, you know, we're going to just get another deep dive into how mushrooms positively affected someone who's dealt with a lot of trauma and struggle in their life. And it's just, you know, we're just out here trying to empower anybody and everybody. And I think that's what makes me so excited to keep coming here and doing these, especially as we start bringing more guests on. It's going to be exciting just to have everybody and their life experiences sort of be shared. You know, I mean, I want this to be power for people, right? You know, like if you know, like we brought Heather on, right? You know, if there are any females or males out there and, you know, you feel like, you know, you feel like, you know, you're sort of trapped in a way in terms of like in how, you know, society tells you who you should love or what you should love.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to that new episode of the Shroomed Podcast. Make sure you guys are clicking that follow button and following for new updates when we drop a new episode. Make sure you're all checking us out on Instagram. At Stay Shroomed is our Instagram. At C2C Mycology is Coast to Coast Mycology's Instagram. And Heather's TikTok is Pink Hair Myco. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend and talk to you guys next week.